Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle of Ask Elle.
Hey, this is Ron, your co-host, Ron Lim, with Ask Elle. Thank you for coming in. I hope you're here. First of all, the number. Everybody wants to know what the number is to call for chatting. 605-4567. That is 605-4567. And if you want to listen to us on your device, you can just go to kcnr1460.com. And there's a little green button. Just click on it. And there we are. So if you don't have a radio, no excuse, okay? And we have a special guest tonight, Tiffany Odobani. And she's going to talk to us about how to have healthy relationships after domestic violence. So, our sponsor, our favorite restaurants, Carlene's and Deja Vu.
Deja Brew. Yes.
I keep forgetting to mention that.
Yeah.
When you go in the door, right's the restaurant, left, we just discovered, is a coffee
house. Amazing.
Specialty coffees.
Best coffee I've ever had.
Actually, if you go in and ask for a Captain Ron, try it out. I have a special there. Okay, so what are we going to talk about
tonight? We're just going to jump right into it.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to start out with, and then after I'm done talking, then we're going to have our dear guest, Tiffany. But tonight we're going to address the two big mistakes that most of us, in fact, probably all of us make, have to learn to unmake when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only two?
Well, the two most important ones.
Oh, the two most important.
Most important. The two biggest mistakes that we make when we're dealing with relationships with the opposite sex. So, yeah, we're going to just jump right into it.
And, all right.
This is going to be familiar to everybody, and that is that men in communicating with their partner often offer solutions. They want to fix
the problem. That's what we do. We fix.
They want to fix it. That is the biggest complaint from women, is that their man listens for a few minutes, assesses for a problem, and then puts on his Mr. Fix-It cap and tries to fix it.
But I know that you want to hear, "I'm sorry you're having a bad day, honey."
We're going to get to that.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
And then the biggest complaint that men have about women is that women are always trying to change them.
Mm.
They're always... they criticize them, and they're trying to change them. So, but these are two problems that actually can be solved.
They can.
And that's what we're going to get into tonight.
Okay.
How we can solve these problems. But before we can solve them, we're going to get into a little bit about why these characteristics exist, or I call them values, because they're really coming in both sexes, male and female. They're coming from a place of value. There's a purpose for it. It's factory setting. It's not something that's necessarily going to get counseled out of you. It's there. But understanding why it's there and what's going on behind it, I think can, it can help from things breaking down. So I can hardly read my own notes here. okay, so I'm going to start with men because,
Yeah, of course.
Well, for a good reason. You know, I mean, you know me. I'm all about honoring men.
Yes, you are.
Liam's laughing. Oh, it is. I am all about honoring men. And so helping to understand, you know, where this is coming from the male perspective, and how men are, how their factory settings are. And that is that a man comes from a place of valuing his achievements and competency, efficiency, and doing things to improve their skills. So they basically, you experience fulfillment through being able to focus on a specific result that you want to produce, and you're working toward producing that result.
We have a mission.
Yeah, you have a mission. You're focused on that mission, and there's, you know, that's an incredibly honorable characteristic. So your fulfillment is through your success, producing your results. basically you're hunting something. Whatever you're hunting, you're wanting to, you've got your spear pointed at whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And so you're
focused.
Yeah, you're focused. And a man's self of a man's sense of self is defined through his ability to achieve the results that he's after. Part of that is that from a very young age, men want to conquer their world. So they are out, you're testing your own mettle all the time. You're testing your own mettle. Your way of proving competence for yourself and your way of feeling good about yourself is being able to do things on your own and to figure them out on your own, which, you know, brings up a point of why men don't ask for directions. They
why is that?
Find it because they want. I mean, it's like this. If I can't do something simple like get us to where we need to be going, if I can't conquer that out, then, you know, how am I supposed to show up in the bigger things? And so a really gracious thing for women to do is just let him figure it out, because that's what he wants to do and that's what he's designed to do. And, you know, it's a kind thing.
Is it okay if I use Siri?
Yeah, Ron, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And so, you know, a man's way of proving his competence is for him to conquer things. And and this is what I always say: for a man to feel good, he has to do good. And for it's the opposite for a woman. For her to do good, she has to feel good. So we're really kind of operating from opposite sort of centers, opposite cores. But I am going to get to why this shows up, why men are giving advice, and why when we as women, which we do commonly, is offer unsolicited advice to a man is figuring the world out on his own. He's doing it. He's conquering it. He's testing his mettle. He's figuring out who he is. They tend to solve problems on their own. So they're going to solve a problem on their own, but, and if he can't solve it on his own, it can be seen as a weakness unless he really knows he needs outside advice, and then he'll go seek outside advice, and then seeking outside advice, it's going to be from somebody that knows what they're doing, and then that's considered honorable. So if you're going and you're getting advice from somebody, you're kind of looking up like, maybe I didn't make sense. So
no, I'm just thinking.
Oh, you're thinking. Okay.
No, I'm thinking.
am I giving advice for being critical?
I'm thinking, wouldn't I ask my wife next?
It depends. I mean, if you have a problem that you can't figure out what's going on with your car.
Oh, no, yeah. No,
men like to build things, make things, create, develop. Men are developers. They like to develop. So if there's something you can't figure out, you're going to go to an expert, and then that expert is going to give you their expert advice. Hopefully they're not ripping you off. Mm-hmm. You're handling your own problems. So you don't really talk about your problems unless you need expert advice. So you ask for help when you can't do it for yourself. So if you do need help, then that is seen as wisdom. So how that translates into men wanting to fix a woman's problem is that he is seeing her when a woman comes in and she starts talking about her feelings. What's the man doing? He's listening for the problem.
Yes.
What's the problem? Or what's the point? Yeah. You know, what's the problem? Because that's what men are efficient. Most men. There's always exceptions.
Sure.
But I'm not talking about that tonight. Are efficient with what they're saying, you know? What's the point or what's the problem? And so you're really what a man is doing when he's wanting, when a woman is expressing her feelings, he's listening for the problem. What's the problem?
Right. So we can fix it.
What's the point? And with women, there's probably not one coming. there's probably no point coming. We're just going to talk. I'll explain that in a minute. But he's actually trying to be very loving. And women are like,
oh. In his way.
Yes, in his way. He's putting on, in his world, in his lens, in his framework, trying to fix it is a noble thing. That's his way of being loving. He wants to relieve her of whatever pain she's feeling, because she's feeling pain, he's feeling pain. He wants to relieve her of that pain or that stress or that discomfort. So, and I'll talk about what you can do toward the end of this, which is going to be shortly here. You know, how, what you can do different. And it's a simple adjustment.
I was just going to ask you that.
Thank you.
What can we?
Well, I'm going to get to the women, because now, you know, what I'm doing is I'm explaining why men do what they do. There's a very noble reason for it. And now we're going to get into when, you know, a woman innocently shares her feelings or her problems, the man mistakenly views that as her seeking advice. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So he puts on his thinking cap, begins to give advice, and then puzzled when she looks at him and she's more frustrated, maybe even angry, and the problem's not getting solved, and then a breakdown happens. So, and why that is, and I'll help you understand, you know, the woman's value system and her factory settings and where she's coming from. Is that a man's sense of self comes from what he's hunting, what he's trying to produce, whatever result he's after, and getting that result. A woman's sense of self and safety is it's defined through her relationships. So it's defined through her ability and desire to connect and stay connected. So then what happens is the man's trying to give her advice. She suddenly feels like, you just disconnected from me, and you're being critical of me, and you're
not listening to me.
You're not listening to me.
You're not listening.
Yeah, that's what we say. And the man's like, what are you talking about? I've been listening this whole time. So there's this breakdown. And when the woman says you're not listening, what she really means is you're not feeling my feels.
Yeah.
You're not catching my feels. And I don't know that he really can in that point, but I do talk about this bucket of emotional boat trash that women have inside their chest bone, and I'll get into that in a minute. But why women are like that? Because for the most part, and again, I'm going to put it out there, there are exceptions. There's always exceptions to this. I'm talking in generalities. Women are more concerned about living together in harmony, community, and loving cooperation. And that just gives us a sense of safety. You know, our survival is dependent on the connections that I love that you're nodding over here,
so
Tiffany.
True.
Thank you.
So
I'm getting validated.
She's
connecting. She's connecting to me.
In case you can't see it, but Tiffany's nodding.
She is nodding.
I am totally validating. I validate all day long, so I'm validating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need those strokes. So you know, so that sense of living together with harmony and connection and community and loving cooperation. Now, listen, some of you might be out there going, I don't know, my wife doesn't seem like she wants to cooperate or be very loving at times. There's going to be a reason for that. She feels afraid. She feels stressed. She feels anxious. And then what happens is she takes on masculine energy and tries to control things. So that's another show. And we'll do a show on that. How are we doing on break?
Actually, I've been so focused that we're actually 3 minutes
over.
But it's okay. Okay. We can take it whenever.
We're going to take a break. Whatever's left on my notes. Yeah. Okay.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Okay, you're back with L at Ask L.
Hello, this is Ron Lim, your co-host, and welcome back, everybody. Again, our sponsor is, our sponsors, I should say, Deja Vu and Carlene's.
And Deja Brew.
Don't forget, there's a nice specialty coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's part of the restaurant.
Favorite places
so
to have coffee in.
Let me give you one more time the phone number if you want to call and chat. We haven't had a caller yet. 605-4567. 605-4567. And if you want to come in and chat online, I have a computer in front of me here. It's kcnr1460.com. You can go there to listen to us on your device or talk to me through the computer. So, where were we?
We were working off this little special list of mine, and I think the last thing we were talking about is that one of the reasons why women value system is the way that it is, like I said, there's a purpose to it, is that we have our safety in making connections. So this is almost the opposite of men. Men are self-contained. They don't necessarily need to connect all the time like women do, you know, and during that time when you're single focused on whatever it is you're wanting to produce. Yeah. You're focused on it. And I mean, it's, you're going to die if you're chitty chatty in the foxhole. So men are not, you know, they have each other's backs and they're quiet about it. So you're focused and you're thinking and you hold your cards close to your chest. There's a reason for that. Women, not so much. So for us, our personal expression of feelings is very important. And for men, they might just be looking like you get this glazed over look like, oh my God, what's going on and on. And I feel this, I feel that. And you don't know what she did at work today. And I'm just going to let you off the hook. If you're a man and you're listening, you do not have to track what your partner is saying. You don't. She doesn't care.
Thank you.
We do not care. We just care that you're sitting there and you can nod. If we pause, we're going to think you are the most amazing man in the universe if you just look at us and go, is there more? Is there more you'd like to say? Is there more? Oh, my goodness.
You got that, Liam?
You're giving us space for all of our notes.
You're writing notes? Okay. Liam's taking notes.
Okay. Yeah. So, and, you know, I said this last week, but, men have to have transition time. And so what that looks like for them is when they're transitioning from one thing to another, they have to put things away in the boxes in their head. Now, I'm saying this because I've studied it, not because I understand it. We don't have boxes. We're a plate of spaghetti. Everything touches everything else. Men put it away in their boxes, And women, we don't do that. We don't have boxes. You have your boxes that you put things away in neatly, and when you need to think about something, you go to that box mm-hmm. and you pull it out. For women, this is why you guys say, like, how do you remember that? That happened 6 years ago. It's because somehow it was a piece of spaghetti that hooked up to the piece of spaghetti on the bottom of the plate, and it came out.
Yep.
And it's all connected. You keep things tidy in your brain, and we don't. We have this, I call it the emotional bucket of boat trash. It's in our chest bone. It's all of the emotions and feelings that we've collected through the day, and sometimes we just got to get it out. So, you know, all you have to do is just
nod.
Let us get it out. Yeah, give us space for that, and there's nothing to fix. We actually fix ourselves. We have a hormone in our brain. It is a self-soothing hormone, and when we communicate and talk and get our feelings out, it calms us down and actually allows us to solve our own problems. So I know it's just contrary to the way you're designed and the way we're designed. So talking and relating to one another is primary importance. Instead of being goal-oriented, now listen, this doesn't mean that as women we can't make goals. I have goals all the time. I just have to write them down and keep going back to them because focus for us happens for about 10 seconds. Yeah.
Right.
And the reason why goals are hard for us to focus on is because we don't live focused on a specific goal.
No,
we live trying to quiet the environment outside of our bodies that's screaming at us.
Yeah.
You know, the pillow's out of place. The rug needs vacuuming.
The kids got to be fed.
We have to be able to track every soul that is in our charge. And if we were single focus, I said this before, we would put the spaghetti on the stove and the child would die in the bathtub. Yeah. We'd just lose track. So we're able to track every single soul that is in the home. We know where they are. We know what's going on.
Yep. It's a special talent we have.
Yes, you do.
It's a factory setting. There's no amount of counseling that's going to make that go away. Instead of being goal-oriented, we are relationship and connection-oriented. So, do you know what that looks like when a man and woman are fighting?
Tell us.
It looks like this. The woman is going on and on and on about whatever she's feeling. The man has glazed over. He's lost track of what the point is or what the problem is. Nothing he's saying is helping. He's like, I'm out. And he walks away. And when women walk away from each other, this is women, we have a handbook of hints.
Oh, those.
When women walk away from each other,
like, I'm fine.
We're done. We're not talking. Our grandkids aren't talking. We're mad at each other. I'm not sharing any information with you. Single syllable answers are a sign of you have made me mad and I'm going to punish you.
Call
and
the
men
crush.
Are like, I got a single syllable answer. Yes. And so,
good.
Yeah, if that's why when we say that the joke is fine,
it
never means fine.
No.
It just means that she's not capable of really expressing or she doesn't feel safe expressing what's going on in that moment. So in a fight, it actually is, I want to really boost men up here because when a man walks away, that is a noble act. And the reason is because if you have activated the man's stress response, he's in fight and flight. And the last thing he wants to do is hurt the person he's committed to protecting and defending and providing for. He doesn't know what to do but to walk away. Last thing he wants to do is hurt you more. He's already looking at you like, I can't do anything right here. I'm going to walk away. And then what the woman does is she chases after him. Where do you think you're going? What are you walking away from me for? He closes the door. She bangs on the door. You guys are laughing because we all know. So, you know, the nicest thing to do in this situation, if you're the man, is, you know, just touch the woman's shoulder or hand or whatever and just say, I have to walk away, but I'm coming back. I need to go. I need to go think about this. I need to go process. But I'll come back to you. And he will, because guess what? Men have integrity, most of them, and they keep their word. Women have feelings, and we're loyal to those. So, and then for women, understand if the man's walking away that he's not trying to hurt you or punish you. He's not being a girl. Women, we punish each other by walking away and being silent. He's doing a noble thing, and so give him that space. He has to take it, even though it kills you, because you want resolve. You want to reconnect. We want to reconnect so bad. And that will happen. We just have to have patience around it. So there's my soapbox on that point. But, so for women, because talking is our currency and we trade in it, right? And there's value in it. Right. Oh, the light's flashing. Do we have to take a break?
In just a little bit. I'm okay. Just trying to get your attention. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
No, just whoops. Keep going.
I'm still trying to figure this out. So
hang in there, folks.
So women, I was saying, our currency is talking. Obviously, I'm doing all the talking. So it's a sign of caring. And for women, giving advice, offering help, even helpful criticism or a suggestion, that's a loving thing for us to do. So if it seems like we're trying to give you advice, which is an insult to a man, he's like, I got this. Do you not believe in me? So that's important. Men need to know you believe in him. Do you not believe in me? Do you not trust my judgment? Do you not? That's how it feels seems to a man. And to a woman, that's just what we do. So that is a value system for a woman. And men will be offended. And feeling like she doesn't trust him. So what can we do different? That's what we're going to talk about when we come up after the break.
We'll take a break.
How was that? Yeah.
Come back, folks.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now, with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Okay,
welcome,
we are
back.
Oh, go ahead.
Who's talking?
You are.
The man or the woman? Welcome
quiet.
Back to the L Show. Co-host Ron Lim here. Again, that phone number, if you want to call in and ask any questions or chime in, it's 605-4567. Or you can come online, kcnr1460.com, and chat with us online. Or you can listen by listening, clicking on the green button. And also, our sponsors are Carlene's Restaurant, yummy place to go for dinner.
Awesome.
And breakfast or lunch at Deja Vu and
favorite place.
Our favorite place and the coffee shop.
Deja Brew.
Deja Brew. Deja yeah. Brew. And they have specialty coffees over there. So where were we and what?
I am going to wrap this up really quick. Okay. Just, you know,
so we get to our special guest.
Yes. I don't want to cut into Tiffany's time here because she's got a lot of really good things to share. But the last thing that I was going to share, I'll make it quick because I kind of already covered it.
Yep.
Was what we can do different.
Yes.
And so, you know, what that might look like is, you know, if your husband's driving around and he looks lost, put invisible duct tape over your mouth. Don't say anything. Let him figure it out. Why? Why is that important? Because he's going to feel like you support him. He's going to feel like you believe in him. And those are things that mean everything to a man. You've got his back. Trust him. You believe in him. And then I kind of went over the bucket of boat trash for women. You know, men, it's real simple. Just if she's having an emotional discharge, you know, pretend that she's just got a bucket of boat trash. She's got it empty. If she pauses, just look at her. Is there more? Yeah.
I like that.
That's a good start. I mean, there was more I was going to share, but that's a good start. And now we really want to get into introducing Tiffany. Ron, would you like to do that?
Yes. Our special guest is Tiffany Ottobuoni, and she's here to talk to us about healthy relationships after domestic violence. And I'm not sure what else we're talking about.
We're just going to say her name right. It's Ottobuoni. Ottobuoni.
Ottobuoni.
Ottobuoni.
Okay. Ottobuoni.
Sorry.
Good Italian name.
Oh, well. Oh. No, I'm Chinese, so I don't speak Ottobuoni.
You're not off the hook.
It's okay. No people excuse. Mess it up all the time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good with that.
Good.
So this is your space, really, to talk about what's on your heart and what your passion is and what you want to share with the community.
Well, I have to say that last week, Christine really touched my heart. Really, really did with her story.
Yeah.
And I
brave of her to share.
Very brave.
Mm-hmm.
Very brave. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. Let me make that clear. I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim. Okay.
I love that.
I've been a survivor for over 20 years. I have two beautiful children. I had an illness that took my nursing career away, left me wheelchair bound for a while. I currently am in a relationship of almost 20 years, a little over 19, and it is very healthy, although we had a lot of work to do with each other. He has supported me with my crazy growth professionally as well as personally. Professionally, I work at, right now, Hill Country Care Center. I am the team lead there, which means I am supporting my staff while they are treating folks who are having a mental health crisis. Maybe they're addicted to substances and need to get into treatment. We work a lot with our homeless population, trying to get them resources if they're willing to take those resources. And we do it a trauma-informed way. And prior to that, I worked at One Safe Place. I worked primarily with human trafficking survivors to connect them with medical care at Hill Country and Mercy Family Health Center, and they were cared for by our trauma-informed doctors. And I also coordinated our strangulation clinic at One Safe Place, where we did forensic exams on victims of non-lethal strangulation. So that is professionally what I do. Personally, and I will thank my partner in life, Michael, he got me into kayaking. I've been kayaking for 11 years. It's primarily how I got most of my strength back. And it's also a good healing tool to use when I'm stressed out. And it helped me heal from my past history also. I'm also a photographer. I shoot at Shasta Speedway, shoot the races.
Your photos are phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've shot at Cool April Nights.
Your car,
yes, the Roadrunner.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are some on my Facebook page of your car, I believe. I just got done shooting our mud run, and I'll be finishing up editing those this week. But it's just something that calms me down, and I'm growing with it and loving it. But I want to talk today about my relationship with Michael. It was a lot of work. I had a lot of baggage. Before he and I became a couple, I was raising two kids by myself because I had left finally, and I had both marriages. There was physical and emotional abuse, but the emotional abuse is what stayed with me the most, even to this day.
So when you say both marriages,
I've been married and divorced twice, and both were abusive.
Okay.
And that,
so this is your third.
Common.
Okay.
That is common.
I just wanted to make sure that Michael wasn't being...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, Mike. No, not at all.
No.
Okay, so this is your third one.
And this is got Michael's right. My third. I got it right. Third time. Yeah, exactly. No. But I found that the emotional abuse stayed with me even into my relationship with Michael, even though I did the counseling, you know, and I had left. I thought that was all I had to do.
Can you... is it okay if I ask you questions
sure.
as you're going? Because... I mean, I think what you're sharing is going to be so beneficial to so many people in this community. And, you know, you talk about the emotional abuse staying with you. Can you talk a little bit about what that looked like for you?
You're made to feel less than. You're gaslit.
Talk a little bit about gaslighting.
Oh, gaslighting is where it's your fault. Okay, everything is your fault. If you're the person hurting you... is mad at you because he did or she did something wrong, it's your fault. You're the crazy one. You know, I didn't do it. You did it. You're nuts. You're not going to survive.
So they're the perpetual victim, no matter what, regardless,
right.
Even if you're the one that's being abused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the scars from the emotional abuse, I still have some issues with self-esteem. I always will, I think. But it was always that feeling of, I got to do more, and this is where, you know, Michael has been very helpful. It's like what you said about women, it's our relationship, and we're going to cling on to it, we're going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, we are the Velcro of the universe.
Yeah.
We stick.
Yeah, and I was codependent even with Michael in the beginning of our relationship, where it's like, oh my God, I gotta do this. I gotta be perfect, you know, and I don't.
Can you talk a little bit about codependency and what that looks like? Cause some people might
crazy.
Not know.
Oh, it's the craziest thing. It's when someone, for example, if I want to say watch this show, but he wants to watch another show, or maybe he wants me to go hiking with him, and I tell him, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go do that, and, you know, you could kind of see the look, I would perceive it as a look of disappointment. I don't want him to be disappointed, so I'm going to fix it, okay? I don't want him to be angry with me. You know, I don't want him to get, and Michael doesn't do this, but I'm just using this as an example. It's, I don't want him to be angry with me, or if the kids are too loud, you know, you're going to bother Michael, or it's that weird sense of,
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I'm in trouble, or I can't do what I want to do because it's going to upset your partner type thing. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah. The way you were describing it, I was thinking, gosh, there's a fine line between wanting to compromise, you know, like compromise and share and find a place of, oh, let's do this together because I love you. I'm willing to go try this with you. Oh, I'll get in the fishing boat with you and go try it. Why not? I love you. Let's share it together. That's different than what you're saying.
Yeah. It totally
the mindset
different.
Behind
the
it.
Mindset it's for me as a survivor, and like I said, I still am working on it, but in my head, it's I don't want anybody to be angry with me. I want to be perfect, you know, that perfect partner. And I mean, there are still times where to this day, Mike's like, you're being codependent again. It's okay to tell me you don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he still recognizes
anxiety driven.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that I don't have to do, and it's because I'm extremely dangerous, is I haven't had to cook in almost 20 years.
Wow.
It's the best thing. I'm not allowed in the kitchen. I'm dangerous. So I'm not allowed to cook. Go
yes.
me. And Michael, you know, Michael and I, what makes us work so well is we have a few things in common. We love each other, but we're able to go our separate ways. You know, and do our separate things.
I want to, we're getting ready to take a break,
yeah,
but I do want to explore that a little bit more when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves somebody somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants. Welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Ron, the co-host. And again, the phone number, if you want to chime in and call in to the station, 605-4567. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com and log in and press the green button and you can hear us. Or you can just chat with me online. And this is sponsored by our very good friends, Carlene's Restaurant and Deja Vu.
And Deja Brew.
Deja Brew, the coffee shop. With the specialty drinks. Captain Ron, they have a Captain
they
Ron.
They have
there.
A Captain Ron.
Yes, they
I don't
do.
Know why they don't have it. What would I be? I wouldn't be Captain.
Captain
First
L,
Mate. First
yeah.
Mate L.
Officer
I don't know.
L.
I should have my own.
First
you,
Mate
yeah,
L.
We'll
I like
do
that.
We'll do that. So anyway, we're back and we're back with our special guest, Tiffany Alaboni.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yay!
I can speak Greek.
Italian.
Oh, Italian.
Italian.
Whoops.
He doesn't look his age, but he's acting
okay.
it.
Oh,
okay.
So, Tiffany, we cut you off
yeah.
at a really important point, and I'd like you to just pick back up where you were or somewhere else if you want to. But, you know, you did a really good job. I felt like you did a good job differentiating codependency from just being an involved and evolved partner, you know, where you want to share experiences with your partner, but you're saying that for you, that sharing an experience was more driven by fear, not wanting to disappoint somebody,
right.
not wanting to be punished, feeling like you're in trouble. So,
walking on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how I felt, even though Michael, you know, wasn't doing anything. It was just
response.
From my trauma mm-hmm. past. And now today, and it's different now that the girls have grown and gone. I have two beautiful daughters, and they are beautiful adults, and now it's just Michael and I. And, we are communicating better. He's always, when we were raising children, he was a little bit more uptight. It was like, get to the point, you know, got stuff to do. And now he knows me. If I've had a rough day or have gotten some bad news, he can look at me and tell by my vibe something's going on. Pat's couch. Come tell me about it. What's going on? And he sits in silence, which is something I did with my, you know, at work. I sit in silence and listen to my clients, or my folks, my survivors at one safe place. You sit in silence and let them talk. I've had to learn, because I've wanted to, like, fix him or give unsolicited advice when he was having things going on in his head, to just zip it and just listen. And a lot of times, just saying, oh, I'm sorry you didn't sleep well. Wow, he appreciates that. You know, I'm listening to him, but I'm also being heard. I'm feeling safe now with him, where if I'm frustrated, and it used to be I would totally shut down if we were having a disagreement. I would totally take things the wrong way, shut it down, walk away, slam the door, not talk to him for days on end. That is what I used to do. Okay? But that was my trauma. I ran.
Fight and flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran. And that frustrated him, you know? And you could hear him, you know, just grumbling. And it was just grumbling to himself. It was used to be so funny. But now, if I'm feeling myself get a little upset, because I also didn't know how to express myself in a way that I felt safe. I didn't feel safe, you know, in the past to express when I was angry, because that's when you would get hurt. So now it's okay for me to tell Mike, hey, I felt this way when you said this. Did you mean it to sound like you were a jerk? I almost said something else. I got it. Okay. I'm kind of asking, did I hear this right? Cause I'm feeling a certain way, and I'm feeling angry or, you know, irritated, and I don't want to amp it up. And he would come back and re-clarify what he really meant. And also there are times where there's been, okay, you need to just stop talking because your filter's not turned on, and I'm going to walk away. So I usually would walk away, you know, for a little bit. And then he'd come back and he's all, I'm really sorry I said that. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. So I didn't even have to say how I was feeling, you know, and then let's talk about it. What can we do different? You know, so that's how we communicate now. And it's much, I feel safer. Life is not promised. And, Michael's always telling me, if a train falls out of the sky tomorrow, the one thing that I'm bummed about is that you're not going to be able to feed yourself. But everything else, he says, you're fine. You've got an awesome career. I'm so proud of you for how far you've come. That was a lot of work. You're teaching kayaking. You're loving kayaking. You've got that. And your photography is taking off. And you're loving that. You can do that by yourself. You're not dependent on me, is basically what he's saying. And it's the same with him. You know, I'm proud of him, what he's done with his life. I'm proud that he's, you know, helping people who are also in crisis and trauma. And he's their life coach. And that's what he does. I'm proud that he loves nature. So primitive camping in his thing, is his thing, hiking, et cetera. You know, so that's what he loves to do. And we'll go off-roading occasionally together, which is fun, as long as I'm driving. I'm trying to talk him into letting me race cars now. Because I got bit by that bug. I got thrown into a car and got to go for a ride around the track. Oh, I want to drive so bad. But he's saying no. So, but no, we just, it's a lot of years of learning how to communicate with each other and learning how to feel safe. I used to be afraid that he was going to leave me, and now he's not. You know, I feel totally secure in our relationship. Of course, I don't know what's going to happen 10 years down the road. So, but
I have a question for you, and it's kind of taking a spur on your topic. But as I'm listening to you talk and what you and your husband do, and I'm thinking that there might be people out there that feel like, man, I wish I could connect with this woman. You have resources that you're embedded in and a community that you serve well. And so is there a way that people can contact you, reach out to you, who just need help in this area? How can they do that?
So what I'm going to do is I've got a few phone numbers here. If you are in a domestic violence relationship and you need help, or you know somebody who needs help, the phone number that you want to call to One Safe Place is area code 530-244-0117. That's also the crisis line number, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm currently at Hill Country Care Center, and you can reach me at area code 530-691-4446. You know?
And we'll post those on the
perfect.
Ask
Y'all's and
Facebook.
I could post them on my Facebook. Yeah, I'm not sure about my website. It's still kind of under construction, but But also, could you just give those numbers again one more time? Because people might be scrambling for a pencil or a pen. And
for One Safe Place, for folks who are in a domestic violence crisis or a sexual assault crisis, you can reach out to One Safe Place at area code 530-244-0117. That's also the crisis line number, and there are advocates there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm going to give you a few numbers for Hill Country because some of you might be in a mental health crisis and you want to reach out to our mobile crisis outreach team. And that number is area code 530-238-7133. I work at Hill Country Care Center, and if you just need to talk, you can call me at area code 530-691-4446. If you need help with resources in the community, that is a phone number you can call. We encourage you to come in. We're open from 12 to 9 Monday, actually 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We'll get you connected with a case manager, and they do great at knowing every single resource in this community, whether it be food, substance abuse treatment, therapy, housing, and we also have a therapist on site who can help if you're in a mental health crisis, too.
So I think what we can do with those phone numbers is I'll get those from you after the show, and we'll post them. My Facebook is Ask L, and Ron's Facebook is Ron Lim, L-I-M, and we will post those on our Facebook
And if
pages.
You miss that, you can always, you know, message me.
Yeah, that's true. You can message, private message us.
That works.
We'll do that.
So I want to thank you for coming, and maybe we can do some more of this.
Definitely.
With this subject.
Definitely.
And
how much time do we have left, Liam? Where are we?
A minute and a half.
Good, because I have some questions for you.
Okay.
if you can talk about it in a minute and a half. You said something in the beginning where you were, excuse me. You were not a victim. You are a survivor. And I want to know, like, was there a process, a shift for you to go from that framework of, because being a victim, I mean, that's a powerful place, but it keeps us down. How did you go from that?
Right, you're right. It keeps us down, exactly. And when I started loving myself, when I started being okay with my choices and my lifestyle and what I was doing, when I wasn't relying on somebody else to make decisions for me or make me feel bad or hurt me physically, that's when I stopped being a victim. And when I stopped being afraid that people were going to hurt me, and I wasn't trusting.
Good to know.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing.
We'll talk some more stuff.
Thank you.
What are we going to talk about next week? Do we know?
To be determined.
To be determined. Yes. So if anybody has any questions, topics, please go ahead and PM me or ask Al, okay, on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Yep. And thank you again to Carlene's and Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Deja Brew.
And to Liam. Liam, you...
Yes. Just sitting here driving the boat.
Good job.